There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay.
So. Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, you thought you were getting Robert Scott Bell, and I have some disappointing news for this evening, and that is that Robert is not here. It's Jonathan Emord sitting in for Robert. I love to be here for Robert. But Robert at this very moment is where, Don?
Robert is lecturing at the Basil Thai restaurant, where they're having a lecture there. This is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then as soon as he's done with that, tomorrow he's going to be, I believe, hopping on a plane. I think he's flying, maybe, I don't know, flying, drive, but some mode of transportation to Naples, Florida, where he will be speaking at the Food and Thought Health Freedom Summit.
Well, given Robert's svelte self and his tendency to talk more than eat, I think he'll be safely leaving that restaurant as small as he went in.
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah, yep. Robert's a good, healthy specimen there with a very small build, but a great, great big brain and a good mind operating and a great voice for health freedom. Well, we're very fortunate this evening to have with us Cheryl Chumley, who's always on the program and is a wonderful addition, will be with us hopefully again and again in the future. And she is a continuous news writer for the Washington Times. But very shortly, can we announce it, Cheryl?
Sure, go ahead.
She is very shortly leaving the Washington Times to go to WND.com, and she will be a writer at WND.com news site. And she'll be working on a new book. And I'm not going to say much about the new book until it gets closer to coming here, but it's all very exciting. And Cheryl is going to have the opportunity to give us a second book. Those who are familiar with Police State USA, which is magnificent, what an eye-opener that is, will appreciate the fact that a sequel to that book is on its way. So we'll be discussing that more as it comes closer to fruition. But we're going to start today's program with a discussion of Obama's slow-mo engagement policy against ISIS. Now, let me say something here. He has blown it in the biggest possible way in getting this nation ready for what is happening. First of all, when ISIS became a visible problem several years ago, he didn't undertake an initiative then to completely exterminate them, and that is now producing consequences that are global. ISIS is operating in some 90 countries of the world. There are beheadings, there are burnings, there are sexual assaults, there are murders of various kinds, all at the hands of these people. Now, Obama will not tell us that these people are radical Islamists. He doesn't like to use that term. He says that, you know, Islam is a peaceful religion, and I'm not going to discuss what these people, their ideology, because I'm just going to characterize them as terrorists. Well, America has to know its enemy. When we went to war in World War II, we had a fairly good understanding of what Adolf Hitler stood for. That was important. It motivated us to do what was necessary to exterminate Nazi Germany. Well, I'm telling you, this threat is as great, if not greater, than the threat of Nazi Germany over the long run, unless immediate measures are taken to get rid of these people, and that requires boots on the ground, and it requires maximum military force. It may even require, in some instances, the use of tactical nuclear weapons. I mean, we're talking about a very major threat to the interests of the United States and to the lives of the American people. Let's talk about some of the background here, and then we're going to get Cheryl's opinion about this whole issue. But al-Baghdadi, who is the head of ISIS, believes that he is a descendant of Muhammad. And he believes that it is his chosen mission to create a global caliphate, meaning a global Muslim government of his control and making. Now, whether you are Muslim, Catholic, Jew, Protestant, whatever you are, you are an enemy of his and will be subjected to an execution, beheading, burning, or abuse, or subjugation, unless you pledge allegiance to him personally and agree to abide by all of the precepts of what he expects of you in your daily life. So in these provinces where he has control, these people within those provinces are killed unless they pledge allegiance to him, whether they're Muslims or Catholics or whatever. So understanding his version of radical Islam is important, because we may say then, with that understanding, that this man poses a threat to religious liberty everywhere on earth against every other religion. That this man is in favor of ethnic cleansing. That this man is a murderer, is commits mass genocide, is a person who it believes in no liberty for anyone but himself, is a thug. But uses the mantle of religion as a means by which to encourage zealous adherence to demands that are actually so vile that they lead people to believe it to be religiously acceptable, in fact even divine, to murder, maim, and abuse other people. As a consequence, because they are in some 90 countries, it is the duty of our country, which is a avowed enemy of this man, and he will do anything he can to kill Americans and to ultimately create a caliphate that reaches America, to use every means at our disposal to eliminate him and to eliminate his cabinet, to chop the head off of the snake, so that it'll be much easier to dissect the remainder of this serpent and end this horrible epic in the evolution of terrorism. Now, Obama doesn't want to talk about that. He wants to use a slow-mo engagement policy against ISIS. Tell us what your thoughts are, Cheryl, about this whole thing.
Right. Well, first and foremost, I'm sure a lot of your listeners listened to President Obama's speech today, that anti-violence summit that they held in the White House. And the big takeaways from that, Obama's big plans to counter ISIS and other forms of terrorism around the world, is to create a social media campaign where he can draw in educators, social welfare type people, social services workers, people from the terrorism field and so forth, and they can all sit down and discuss how best to talk the terrorists out of committing further acts of terror. So when you say, you know, moving slow, it doesn't really get any slower than that. I doubt very much that ISIS is going to lay down its arms, put down its machetes and so forth, because Obama talked and campaigned his way into their hearts. And if you look at what's going on right now, you have the Kurds out there begging the United States to provide them with extra weapons to do their own fighting against this terrorist onslaught. You have Jordan running low on ammunition and begging the United States to provide some. And the White House won't even take those simple steps without putting any of our U.S. troops in danger in a ground war. He could take those simple steps and is refusing to do this. And the big thing is, as I'm sure you've probably heard, is that the State Department came out doubling down on statements they made a day earlier, saying that the big way long-term to counter terrorism is to provide some economic opportunities, some job possibilities for these terrorists. And so that's where we're at. That's the differences in what's going on with ISIS, which you laid out pretty well, and the White House Obama's reaction.
Yeah, can you imagine if it were World War II and Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, okay, our plan for dealing with Adolf Hitler is to encourage him to go through a job training program and a re-education program so that he could end up one day possibly even becoming the chairman of General Motors. That laughable, outrageous thing is Obama's actual policy. Obama is akin to Neville Chamberlain. He's certainly no Winston Churchill. And the problem here is that we have to have a Winston Churchill. We have to have a president who is the quintessential commander-in-chief, a George Washington, who is willing to do what is militarily necessary to eliminate a very dear, a very dire threat to our existence. And he just is not that person. He simply has no scruples capable of understanding or grasping the gravity and magnitude of this threat, apparently. Well, when we come back, we're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk with Cheryl about an article she's written for NewsWithViews.com called Thought Police Coming to a Community Near You? That's at NewsWithViews.com. If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. We'll be right back with more from Cheryl Chumley, and we'll ask Super Don what Robert's up to.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No, it's not Robert. It's Jonathan. But, well, it's great to be here with you. And I really do wish Robert was here because we have such a good time together. But I'm subbing for Robert today. And Robert is probably finishing up a lecture if he hasn't already done so. Don, what is Robert doing right now?
Yeah, you know, I texted him on the break and said, hey, you still lecturing? And I got back, yes. So he's still, you know, he can't get enough of it and always
Robert,
answering questions. So
Robert, sit down. Sit down.
Yeah, grab a bite to eat. You're at a restaurant anyway, right?
Get a little fattening food in that, Robert. I mean, you know, let's add a little beef onto that boy. He's very, very slender. But anyway, what we're here today to talk about is anything that Cheryl Chumley wants to talk about. But one thing that I like very much is her article at newswithviews.com entitled Thought Police Coming to a Community Near You. And Cheryl, tell us what that article is about, because I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at just how extensive the invasion of their privacy is now, given the technology that local police departments are deploying.
Right. Some of this technology that police departments around the nation have is very alarming. It's very George Orwellian. And basically, I titled this piece about Thought Police Coming to a Community Near You, because it seems like the technology that a lot of police departments around the nation have now isn't just to react to criminal behaviors. It's to actually predict where those criminal behaviors might come from next, which in itself doesn't sound so bad, except when you're targeted as part of that predictive analysis. There's some technology, for instance, it's called AllSight, and what it does is it's software that works in coordination with data that's captured on surveillance cameras. And what it does, the cameras record what is usual activity for a particular location at particular times of the day. And then it learns the behavior of normal activity for that area. And then when something happens in that particular area that differs, that deviates from what that camera has decided is normal behavior, it red alerts on it to local police departments. And then police basically can go check out what's been predetermined as a suspicious behavior. And for a quick example how this can work, if people are walking through a part of town and they're commuters, so they're walking quickly, throngs of people, and then say somebody throws something into a trash barrel, it misses, and they bend down to pick it up, that camera will highlight on that person as a possibly suspicious behavior and alert police to it. This is something that we need to be alarmed with, because if police start acting on these suspicions before crimes have even occurred, that's akin to thought crime.
It is, and whenever you have presence or increased presence of police in circumstances that do not rise to the level of probable cause of a crime, but simply, as you're pointing out, a change in pattern or in what is deemed to be a normal pattern, then you have the effect of what we called in the Federal Communications Commission regulatory context a form of regulation by raised eyebrow, where people who are law-abiding fear deviations that may just simply be an expression of liberty without causing a harm or injury to anybody else, that might make them a subject of interest or increase scrutiny over them. And so it constrains freedom. It tends to make people more of a regimented body that does things because they wish to be not a target or a suspect or a person of interest or a person who is otherwise under the government's greater purview. And so knowledge of this, that is that you are being watched, does affect your behavior, and in certain respects it affects behavior in a favorable way. If a person thinks that they're being watched, they might not commit a crime. But at the same time, it takes the vast majority of others and also applies a bit of a straitjacket on them. And it's balancing these two things that becomes a very precarious issue when you look at technology like this. We'll be right back, and we're going to discuss other things with Cheryl. Stay tuned.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, hello, it's Robert Scott Bell. Not Robert. It's Jonathan E. Morton. I apologize for not being Robert, but I just am not. And I'm here, though, with a truly great guest, Cheryl Chumley. You guys know her, and she's been on several times and has really been a wonderful guest each time. And we're shifting the focus of our discussion now to another big issue confronting the nation. TransCanada wants to finish its pipeline across the United States to allow some 1 million barrels a day of oil to be pumped into refineries to be made available in the United States. That is 1/7 of what we import. If it were allowed, it would have a significant impact on helping reduce American dependency upon foreign oil. This company, TransCanada, has done about everything humanly possible to answer by direct action the complaints that have been levied against it by environmental groups. Those complaints are largely, in my view, unfounded. There are thousands of above-ground pipelines that crisscross the United States presently. The record of safety for those pipelines running across the country is truly remarkable. There have been virtually no oil spills or catastrophes involving these things, even in the presence of earthquake activity. It's been a very sound and reliable thing. Some 40,000 people would be employed by this pipeline system, and it would add additional pressure with all of the production of domestic production of gasoline going on, oil going on, to help reduce gas prices and to help reduce the cost of fuel and to encourage economic recovery. And yet, President Obama has consistently, as he is wont to do, stood in the way of getting this done and has put them into an essentially endless regulatory loop where they will not be given ultimate approval because he simply will not allow it. State Department won't allow it. And so there's this bill pending that would force his hand, passed by the Senate, sitting on the president's desk, and he has vowed to veto it. Explain the situation, political situation for us, Cheryl, and what you think the ramifications are from the expected veto.
Right. It's pretty interesting, actually, politically speaking, because Keystone has been a project that Democrats even have pushed. As a matter of fact, when it passed the House, it did so with 29 Democrats on board, and that's what brought it to the president's desk, who is bound to veto it. But he's put in a little bit of an awkward spot because, as you rightly point out, there are predictions that up to 40,000 jobs could be created from this pipeline. Obama dismisses that and says that these are part-time jobs. These are jobs that will go away once the line's built and so forth. But regardless, unions, by and large, are on board with this pipeline, and they're not just a little bit upset with Obama's failure to support it. They're outraged, and they're getting very angry with a president who will not push forward with this measure that they've wanted for some time. The economy's lagging. As you say, gas prices could be helped considerably. And what's even more interesting is that some of the very people who oppose, the Keystone Pipeline, they're the ones that go around and talk about the need to develop alternative energy sources in this nation as a security measure to wean us off overseas sources. So politically speaking, what's going to happen is Obama pretty much is guaranteed of vetoing it. There's not enough votes to override his veto. But what's going to happen is that the media attention that's going to be shed on this in the days to follow his veto is going to be significant. There's going to be a lot of anger expressed in the newspapers. Obama's, who already has low approval ratings, is going to take another ding with that. That being said, what does he care? This is his second administration, and he is pretty much immune to most criticisms anyhow.
Yeah, it's another one of those things where you have to wonder why this president doesn't put the interests of the American people first. And It's a real tragedy. This is a situation. It's amazing that TransCanada has held out for so long. They have been working on this for so long, and they're doing their best to lobby for passage of this bill. But, you know, as you said, it's going to be very tough indeed to get enough votes to override the veto. But I do think that this issue is likely to remain an issue through the presidential campaign, and it will be interesting to see where Hillary Clinton is going to come down on this. We know very much where the full spectrum of Republican candidates are on it, but what do you think Hillary Clinton's position is going to be? Because on the one hand, sure, if she were to take a position at odds with Obama, the consequence of that isn't big, because Obama is very unpopular. But the liberal base of the Democratic Party is so strongly pro-environmental that they would view any action on her part to favor the pipeline as a betrayal, wouldn't they?
Well, I think Hillary is a lot more pragmatic in certain political issues than Obama is. They're both pretty far out there, but Obama is left of left. Whereas Hillary, I don't think that she has the political boldness to stand as staunchly in face of so much opposition as Obama does. Obama just turns a blind eye to criticism. I think Hillary hits it a little bit more head on, and she becomes sensitive to it in certain circumstances. I think as far as the pipeline goes with Hillary, she's going to dance and dodge around the issue during campaign season. She's going to talk out of both sides of her mouth because she is a well-trained schooled politician. But I do think there is hope. If she were to be elected to the White House, there would be hope for this pipeline passing, because primarily because of the union support that she would get, but also because there's a lot of Democrats that do want this, and so she's not going to alienate her entire base.
That's true. But she will have to do something on the environmental side, because, well, I guess it's one of those situations, like in many campaigns, she can afford to alienate some of her base because they have nowhere else to go, right? So between a Hillary who doesn't support them fully on environmental questions and deviates on this pipeline bill, and a Republican who would disagree with them up and down the line on environmental issues, they would much prefer Hillary, and so she could count on them even if she disappointed them, right?
Yeah, I agree. But on the other hand, I don't see the pipeline as the election season heats up. I don't see that being as big a factor as it is right now, right in Congress, because I think candidates hoping for the White House are going to have to deal with ISIS first and foremost. And even the economy is going to take second place to that, which you could roll the pipeline up in the economy as far as platforms go. But I think Hillary's going to have bigger problems. She's still going to have to answer for Benghazi and for her now famous testimony. What difference at this point does it make, and so forth. So the pipeline, I think she could do some political bartering with down the line, but I don't think we're going to hear a whole lot about the pipeline coming out of Hillary's mouth in the months to come.
You know, in the first segment with Norm, we were talking about Hillary's vulnerabilities that seem to be coming to the fore increasingly. And one of the problems that Hillary appears to be having is how to position herself on the economy. On the one hand, there's been a bit of an upturn in the economy, although it's not predicted to last. It does show the strength of the market despite all of the regulatory tax burdens placed upon it. But looks like we're not going to witness a continuous expansion, and instead this feeble movement in that direction looks like it may be turning and going in the other direction. But Hillary, you know, there are people within her ranks that were saying, okay, it's probably safe now for you to basically glob on to the positive economic news, saying that this was due to Democratic policies on the economy. and thereby link herself a little closer to Obama. But then there are others who are saying, no, don't do that. Instead, work a revival campaign on the economy, saying, hey, look, you remember how the economy was under Bill Clinton. Well, we can have that again. Basically, I'm a Clinton, too, and I can do what he did. What do you think she's going to do? This is tough. She has to distance herself from Obama. He's very unpopular. He is a bit of a plague. And so you can see that Democratic National Convention and whether or not, you know, Obama has a key role in it or not is a real difficult question, because that's the point when she's got to pivot and be appear more of a centrist, take advantage of the opportunity to get more of a broad spectrum in support of her to win the general election. And Obama is a very polarizing character. So right. what do you think is going to happen on these issues of Hillary's connection with the Obama administration?
Right, and it's interesting you bring that up, because I think that is a big reason why you're not hearing a whole lot out of the Hillary Clinton camp lately. You know, there was that big fury, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, when all you heard about was Hillary Clinton, and, you know, you would see her out and about, and now it's gone strangely silent. And
well,
it's
Cheryl,
almost like the
I hate to do this to you, but I asked you a question right at the end of the time, but we're going to pick up on your answer right after this break. Cheryl will get the full answer. Thank you, and we'll be right back with more from Cheryl Chumley.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Well, that laughter you heard is largely because I am not Robert, but I'm sure those listening wish I was. Robert is traveling, and he's speaking. Right now, he's still probably talking. He should sit down and eat. We've all been worried about Robert. We want him to get enough nutrition. He shouldn't just talk about good nutrients. He should eat them. And we're talking today about various things with our guest, Cheryl Chumley, who is on top of it all. And we are now shifting gears a little bit to talk about Hillary. And before the break, I was babbling on about Hillary, and I took too much time before I got to my question for Cheryl. So I'm going to close my mouth and let Cheryl continue with her thoughts about Hillary Clinton's prospects. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Right. Yeah, the Hillary factor. It's been pretty quiet these last few weeks, and I think that perhaps her supporters and would-be campaign officials are probably pondering some of those very questions that you raised. How should Hillary separate herself from Obama without alienating Obama supporters? And I think those are some of the considerations that they're trying to determine how best to go forward with. And I think what they're going to do is they're probably going to put Bill Clinton out on the campaign trail to answer and address all the nasty things that might come up about Hillary. I still don't think that's going to help her with the whole Benghazi issue, which she can't distance herself from. But I truly think that Hillary's chances of becoming the next president of the United States rest solely on who the Republicans choose to run. If they're going to run some kind of Jeb Bush, perhaps, or another Mitt Romney type candidate, I think Hillary's chances to win go way up if they pick a stronger conservative candidate who actually speaks out against some of the threats facing us in the United States insofar as terror goes, and they're strong on the economy. I think her chances at winning go down.
One of the things that Hillary has is an inherent personality problem, I think. She is very wooden. She's not a person that makes you have warm, fuzzy feelings about. She doesn't make you feel as though she cares deeply about your problems. She really conveys an impression, I think, that's more wooden, academic, and distanced from the day-to-day affairs of the typical person, American person. That's a real problem because people need to have faith or trust in the person that they are voting into office, and she doesn't inspire that. So I think there's a real opportunity here, particularly with the Benghazi problem and also her advocacy of Obamacare, but before that, her advocacy of one payer system, a socialized medicine system, to show that she really is out of touch with the real world and is with American values and free enterprise, and that she's just as big a threat to the future of America as Obama has been. But it'll take a dynamic candidate, and I agree with you to do it. But I certainly wouldn't say at this point that Hillary is a shoo-in by any means, because there's a good chance she's going to be given a rather strenuous run for the money. And I think Priebus, the former immediate former chairman of the Republican Party, is dedicated to giving her that run for the money. What do you think about his angle in this whole thing?
Well, I definitely agree. And I think to call Hillary a shoo-in at this point is premature. It's just that she's the most talked about candidate and she has the star power behind her name. But like you rightly point out, she does have a personality problem. She's not good under pressure. She can't think on her feet very well. And when she's forced to, she comes across as confrontational and even angry. And that's certainly something that isn't a big draw for voters.
Yes, she doesn't. You know, she doesn't rise to the level of say, a Ronald Reagan by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, you've got to assume a mantle, a presidential mantle, and she just doesn't seem to fit into that mold. She's not someone that I would think of as president based on her characteristics. But then again, I wouldn't have thought of Obama either. Well, this is the end of the program, Cheryl. Thank you so much for being with us. Stay warm. And for the rest of America, Robert will be back tomorrow. So it's been good being with you. Take care.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first?
That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.